Lesson 23. John Blake was visiting a museum when a pendant was stolen. The museum director accused John of the theft. A police detective asked John a lot of questions, then let him go. At the same time, John saw a man in the museum, Scarface. John thought Scarface was the thief. He and his friend Mary Green learned that the pendant had been given to the museum by a Dr. Haverhill. Dr. Haverhill was now dead, but his sister, Emily Haverhill, was still alive. They wanted to visit her. Then they met the police detective. The detective heard they were looking for Orchard Street, where Miss Haverhill lived. "You are looking for Orchard Street, are you?" he asked.
"You're looking for Orchard Street, are you?"
"We're going there now."
"Now, wait a minute."
"Why?"
"Because I haven't finished with you yet."
"You haven't finished with us?"
"No, I haven't finished with you. If you don't mind, I'll walk with you."
The detective heard that they were looking for Orchard Street. He didn't let them go alone. "If you don't mind, I'll walk with you," he said.
"Tom, I think we ought to stop here for a moment."
"Because of the verb mind?"
"Yes."
"You're right. It has several very important meanings. Do you know what the detective meant by the words, if you don't mind?"
"I think it means, if you don't have any objection."
"Quite right."
"Susan, if you don't mind, I'll switch on the radio."
"Is there any good music on?"
"Yes, Beethoven's Ninth Symphony."
"Then of course I don't mind. Switch it on." "I don't mind at all. I love Beethoven."
"Susan, if you don't mind, I'll switch on the radio."
"Is there any good music on?"
"No, but there's an interesting lecture about dinosaurs."
"A lecture about dinosaurs? Then I do mind if you switch the radio on." "Don't switch it on. I do mind listening to lectures about dinosaurs."
"There's another meaning of mind. It's a polite request. Do you know that meaning?"
"I think so."
"Let's try it. Say this in another way. Please open the window."
"Would you mind opening the window?"
"Very good. Please read this sentence."
"Would you mind reading this sentence?"
"Excellent. But if I say, would you mind my reading this sentence, it means, would you have any objection if I read this sentence? Now listen, please."
"Do you mean, would I mind listening?"
"Exactly."
"Darling, would you mind hoovering the carpets?"
"Hoovering the carpets? It's not Saturday today."
"I know, but the Browns are coming to dinner."
"You mean you've invited the Browns to dinner?" "I'm going out, if that's true."
"And I'll go out if you don't hoover the carpets. But you don't want me to go out, do you?" "Well, darling, it's really nothing. You can do it in 10 minutes. So would you mind doing it, please? Here you are."
"All right, all right. I don't mind, I don't mind. I don't mind hoovering. I love hoovering, I love hoovering."
"Charles, would you mind talking to Mrs. Brown?"
"Yes, I definitely would mind. I'm not going to talk to her."
"All right, but I hope you wouldn't mind her talking to you. Mary, darling, would you mind talking to Charles? You know he likes you so much, but he's so clumsy with pretty women."
"Pretty women."
"Charles, mind your words."
"I don't know the meaning of the expression, mind your words."
"Well, it means be careful what you say."
"Mind your step. There's a hole in the pavement."
"Ouch, my leg."
"I told you to mind your step. Why didn't you listen to me?" "Mind your head. The door's very low."
"Oh, my head."
"I told you to mind your head. Why didn't you listen to me?"
"Tom, I'm afraid I'm getting tired. I wouldn't mind a cup of coffee.
I understand you would like a cup of coffee, and I wouldn't mind a drink.
I might have guessed.
Do you mind, Kathy?
I'm sorry.
All right, Kathy. You will get your cup of coffee, but first listen to our story. The detective wanted to go to Orchard Street with John and Mary. Mary inquired about his work. Are you working on a case? She asked.
Case? I think you ought to explain that word.
When someone commits a crime, a detective has to find the person who did it. This is the case that he works on.
Then the theft of the pendant was the case that police detective was working on, wasn't it?
Yes. So he was standing in front of the greengrocer's shop, but he wasn't well. He had caught a cold and was sneezing and coughing and blowing his nose.
You're sneezing.
Yes, I am.
And you're coughing.
Yes, I am.
What's the matter with you?
Can't you guess?
You've got a cold.
Brilliant.
Blow your nose. You can't speak properly like that. And now go to bed. I'll get you a glass of hot lemonade.
Hot lemonade? Never. I'd rather die.
Die? Of a cold in the head? Don't be ridiculous.
The police detective had a cold in the head.
And why didn't he go to bed?
Mary advised him to go to bed too, but he couldn't. He was working.
If you don't mind, I'll walk with you.
We haven't done anything wrong.
Are you working on a case?
Yes, I'm always working on a case.
You were standing outside that shop.
I know I was standing outside the shop, but I was working. Excuse me.
Have you caught a cold?
Yes, miss. I've caught a cold in my head.
You should go to bed.
I know I should, but I can't go to bed. I'm working.
You're always working, aren't you?
Yes, I am. I'm always working, and I'm always catching cold, because I'm always standing about waiting.
Were you waiting for someone outside the shop?
Yes, miss. I was waiting for someone.
We saw him.
Oh, you saw him, did you, sir?
Yes, we saw the thief.
Now listen to me. Listen. You're not a detective, sir. And you're not a detective either, miss. Now, I don't try to teach English. That's your job.
Oh, you know I teach English.
I know a lot. I said I don't try to teach, so you shouldn't try to do police work.
We haven't done anything wrong.
You've done enough, sir. I know you've been to see Mr. Fawcett.
Oh, you know that, do you?
And I know Mr. Egg has been to see you.
You know a lot.
Excuse me. I'm always catching cold because I'm always standing about.
You should go to bed with hot lemonade.
But the detective was working. He didn't want to go to bed. He didn't like what John and Mary were doing, so he said, "You shouldn't try to do police work." He warned them, "You are taking risks. That is, you might get into trouble if you go on trying."
Tell me, Tom, how can I get out of here? I want to get away from here.
Out of where? Do you mean the studio?
Yes.
But why? Can't you get on with me?
Oh, I get on with you very well, but I can't get on with the new expressions. I can't get hold of their meaning.
Oh, Kathy, don't tease me. Or you will get into hot water.
Oh, that's a good game. As far as I know, there are hundreds of expressions with the verb get.
Well, hundreds, that's a slight exaggeration. But there are a lot, and all of them are very good and worth learning. But let's get back to our story now.
Get back. You see, I said there were hundreds. Now, what about the poor detective with the cold in his head?
I'm always catching cold because I'm always standing about.
You should go to bed with hot lemonade.
I don't like lemonade. I'm warning you. I'm warning you both. You can't do police work.
Oh, can't we? We've found a thief.
You're taking risks, sir. You're taking big risks. Take my advice. Go home.
Why should we go home?
Because I can't watch you all the time.
You were waiting for someone outside that shop.
If you get caught, don't shout for help.
Oh, were you waiting for us?
If you get hurt, don't cry.
Were you watching us?
If you get into trouble, you get out of it without my help.
So the detective warned them once again. If you get caught, don't shout for help, he said. If you get hurt, don't cry. If you get into trouble, you get out of it without my help.
Are John and Mary really in danger? Are they still going to see Miss Haverhill?
Well, Kathy, you will hear everything in time, but I haven't finished with you yet.
Oh, just like the detective. I haven't finished with you. I know. I have to exercise my English.
Yes. Now, exercise one. Listen to the example.
Take my advice and go home.
Why should I go home?
Listen, speak, listen.
Take my advice and don't do police work.
Why shouldn't I do police work?
Take my advice and have a hot lemonade.
Why should I have a hot lemonade?
Take my advice and don't try to teach English.
Why shouldn't I try to teach English?
Take my advice and mind your words.
Why should I mind my words?
Take my advice and don't take risks.
Why shouldn't I take risks?
Take my advice and exercise your English.
Why should I exercise my English?
Exercise two.
Listen to the example.
You should go home.
I know I should, but I can't go home now.
Listen.
You should wait for her.
I know I should, but I can't wait for her now.
You should talk to him.
I know I should, but I can't talk to him now.
You should help him.
I know I should, but I can't help him now.
You should finish this work.
I know I should, but I can't finish it now.
You should work on this case.
I know I should, but I can't work on it now.
Exercise three. Listen to the example.
Darling.
Don't disturb me. I'm reading.
Oh, you're always reading.
Listen.
Darling.
Don't disturb me. I'm practicing.
Oh, you're always practicing.
Darling.
Don't disturb me. I'm typing.
Oh, you're always typing.
Darling.
Don't disturb me. I'm hoovering.
Oh, you're always hoovering.
Darling.
Don't disturb me. I'm listening to the radio.
Oh, you're always listening to the radio.
Darling.
Don't disturb me. I'm telephoning.
Oh, you're always telephoning.
And now, let's play back our story once again. John and Mary were looking for Orchard Street, where Miss Haverhill lived. The detective warned them against it.
You're looking for Orchard Street, are you?
Yes, we're going there now.
Now, wait a minute.
Why?
Because I haven't finished with you yet.
You haven't finished with us?
No, I haven't finished with you. If you don't mind, I'll walk with you.
We haven't done anything wrong.
Are you working on a case?
Yes, I'm always working on a case.
You were standing outside that shop.
I know I was standing outside the shop, but I was working. Excuse me.
Have you caught a cold?
Yes, miss. I've caught a cold in my head.
You should go to bed.
I know I should, but I can't go to bed. I'm working.
You're always working, aren't you?
Yes, I am. I'm always working, and I'm always catching cold. Because I'm always standing about, waiting.
Were you waiting for someone outside the shop?
Yes, miss. I was waiting for someone.
We saw him.
Oh, you saw him, did you, sir?
Yes, we saw the thief.
Now listen to me. Listen. You're not a detective, sir. And you're not a detective either, miss. Now, I don't try to teach English. That's your job.
Oh, you know I teach English.
I know a lot. I said I don't try to teach, so you shouldn't try to do police work.
We haven't done anything wrong.
You've done enough, sir. I know you've been to see Mr. Fawcett.
Oh, you know that, do you?
And I know Mr. Egg has been to see you.
You know a lot.
Excuse me. I'm always catching cold because I'm always standing about.
You should go to bed with hot lemonade.
I don't like lemonade. I'm warning you. I'm warning you both. You can't do police work.
Oh, can't we? We've found a thief.
You're taking risks, sir. You're taking big risks. Take my advice. Go home.
Why should we go home?
Because I can't watch you all the time.
You were waiting for someone outside that shop.
If you get caught, don't shout for help.
Oh, were you waiting for us?
If you get hurt, don't cry.
Were you watching us?
If you get into trouble, you get out of it without my help. You're going to Orchard Street, aren't you? You're going to see Miss Haverall.
Are we?
If you go to see Miss Haverall, you'll get into trouble. I've warned you.
Lesson 24. John Blake was visiting a museum when a...